Thank you. Pardon me. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
06511.
Okay, that was 06511 as your zip code.
My zip code?
Yes, sir. You did say 06511.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And if you'd also please provide your first and last name.
First name is John. Last name is Dawson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Dawson. And one moment, please. That is D-A-W-S-O-N.
D-A-W-S-O-N, yeah.
Okay, thank you for that information, sir. And are you calling in today because of an order that was placed?
I'm not sure if it was placed. You had a advertisement for a Dyson vacuum cleaner that you were giving away for free. It's attached to the Home Depot logo. It was sent to my email, and I responded. And they asked for my bank card information. I provided that. And instead of connecting me, because I think there was a $5 shipping charge. So what it did was the webpage just looped right back over to asking me for the same information. So, I mean, no money was taken out of my account. But I'm wondering if this is a fraud or if it's legit.
Okay, now we are a 24/7 call center, but we don't send out any surveys from this number. We would probably assist with something that may be in the terms for the offer, but we're not very technical here. So if you tried to process something with an email, you may want to either refresh the page or maybe try using a different device to process it on. Which is kind of a recommendation.
What information do you have on me in front of you?
This is a recorded line. I don't have any information, sir. You provided your name, but it didn't pull up anything from the database.
Okay. So more than likely, that whole thing was a fraud.
Okay, we're an inbound call center, but...
Yeah. Well, your number was on the bottom of this page, so I'm assuming that you probably are familiar with the, if your number is there, you know.
Yeah, we're 24/7 call center, but just to clarify, it's 400 online companies. So there's not a lot of details we can provide without pulling up an actual order. Mm-hmm. But we are a 24/7 call center. We'd be able to better assist once we access an account or access an order. But to provide.
I'm sorry. Are you there?
I'm still Hello? Here, sir. You were saying something.
Yeah. I was going to see if I could pull up that if there's a order number attached to it.
Okay. Now, if you did not make a payment, I won't be able to access anything. We don't send out any surveys. So I wouldn't be able to assist with that part.
Well, the survey was part of this whole advertisement as to providing by answering the questions and you win, you know, and then they ask for your information, email address, phone number, name, card number, and then they state they would send it out. It's a Dyson vacuum cleaner customer survey. It says answer and win. It's got the Home Depot logo right above it.
Okay.
So I went through and answered the questions and filled in all the information. There's a confirmation needed. I don't know if this is helpful to you. 28877.A. Does that mean anything to you?
No, sir. Honestly, we don't have information on surveys here. We would only have an order if you had actually processed a request. We don't assist with the surveys or the items. We would just assist probably with what's in the terms. So, no, sir, I don't have any information for you.
Okay. So you didn't receive an order. So you're what you do is process orders?
No, sir. We don't process anything. It's just after a customer processes an order on a web page or a link to a website, we're able to access the information from the database of what they've already done.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'll just get a hold of Better Business Bureau and notify Home Depot. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye now.
Yep.